Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. One of the main goals of this podcast is to help you, the listener, learn to see life from a different point of view. Life is an amazing gift, but life, if we're all being honest, is littered with moments of pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, relational pain. As long as we're still being honest here, life has more than its fair share of sorrow and suffering. At times, life honestly just doesn't seem fair. Just being real here. Personally, I've dealt with many painful issues during the course of my life. You all know my story. I've dealt with the struggle to find my true identity, sexual and otherwise, in Christ. I've dealt with moments of betrayal and abandonment. I'm not having a pity party here, just being honest with you. I've grieved the loss of friends and loved ones. I've battled episodes of depression and endured episodes of all-out panic attacks. I've even endured very real moments of persecution as a direct result of my faith in Jesus Christ. And then to top it all off, I'm currently battling Parkinson's disease, which is certainly not a walk in the park by any means. But I'll tell you this, and I'm being honest here. Parkinson's is a mere inconvenience. I really do mean that. It's a mere inconvenience. Knowing Jesus is the ultimate reality of my life. But you know what? In spite of all the painful moments of life, I can honestly say life is good. I can honestly say I am in no way a victim. I'm a victorious one. I'm a victor. John 8:32 tells us that we will know the truth and the truth will set us free. What's the first step required to get to that truth? Well, it's our own honest confession. I confess my failure, my sin, to Father God, and guess what? He cleanses me. I confess my fear, my anxiety to Jesus, and He surrounds me with overwhelming love that honestly eradicates my fear. I confess my grief. I confess my pain. I confess my suffering or my whatever I'm facing in any given moment, and my Father God meets me in that very moment. But we never get to the freedom we desire if we're unwilling to get honest with God and to get honest with ourselves. It's in that moment, those moments of honesty with the Lord, that I'm given grace to see my predicament or my circumstance from His point of view. Where I see an impassable mountain, He sees a molehill. Where I see disappointment, He sees an opportunity for restoration. Where I see a wound or a hurt, He sees an opportunity to comfort and to heal. Where I see no way out, He somehow makes a way. Where I see despair and hopelessness, He sees an opportunity for joy. Jesus can handle our honesty. It's true. He can free us from guilt. He can deliver us from shame. He can replace our regrets with healing grace by simply allowing us to see those regretful moments from His point of view. I'm telling you, it's the most healing thing in my life, seeing my life, the good, the bad, the ugly, from His point of view. It's just absolutely freeing to me. Now, I say all that to say this. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Baptize Me, from the worship recording called Let It Rain. The song came to me way back on August 27th of 1991, and I need to say this up front. My dad passed away on August 31st of 2017, and he requested many songs of mine to be sung at his funeral, way too many to actually do. But this song, Baptize Me, was one of his favorites, so I sang it at his funeral. So it's a special song on many levels for me. Here's the story behind the song. A friend of mine named Teresa came to me one day very excited about something she heard Bible teacher Malcolm Smith share about the Holy Spirit. The song came as I meditated on what she shared when God's word speaks of the Spirit falling upon us. It is the same word used to describe what the prodigal son's father did when he returned home. The father fell on his son's neck. Now, can you imagine the father's joy and grip of love upon his son? The son had been gone, wallowing in sin, wasted all his life, it seemed. And the father was waiting for him. In fact, the father ran to him and fell upon his neck. I would be the same way as a dad. I would fall all over that child, welcoming them home. The word that's used for fell upon the neck is also the same word used to describe John's act of falling or leaning upon Jesus' breast. Can you imagine being held by Jesus? I don't want to just be held. I want to be consumed. In Luke 15, verses 20 through 24, we find the father's response to the prodigal son who returned home. God's word says this: "So he set out and came to his father. But when he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, slaughter it, and let's eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' And they began to celebrate." I personally identify greatly with the prodigal son. I felt unworthy of God's love for me, but found complete freedom and victory when being completely immersed in the love of God, in being baptized by and in the presence of God's Spirit. Let's take a few minutes right now and do just that. Let's be consumed with God's massive love and with the power of His presence, and just say to Him, "Father, baptize me."
Senses till I don't know yours from mine. I'm like a ship going under, lost in you sinking down. Lord, you be like the water, flood inside and all around, and baptize me depths of the ocean of your love. Baptize me in the depths of your sea. Baptize me in the depths of the ocean of your love. Inside and out, below and above, baptize me. In the winter, Spirit, cover me. I love your arms around me, 'cause you fit so perfectly. I'm like a man in the desert. Let your rain fall down and sweep me to the ocean. I say, Father, let me drown, and baptize me in the depths of the ocean of your love. Baptize me in the depths of your sea. Baptize me in the depths of the baptize me. Fall upon me with a
Amen. Baptize me, Lord. I love that song. I love the power of the Holy Spirit and to feel His presence just absolutely engulfing me, consuming me. I love it. There's a passage in God's Word where the Apostle Peter addresses a group of Jewish followers of Christ. Peter was talking about how the non-Jewish people he had preached to responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Acts 11, verse 15, in the New American Standard Bible, Peter says this, "And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as He did upon us at the beginning." Here's what Peter was referring to according to Acts 10, 43 through 45, telling the non-Jewish people he was preaching to that, "All the prophets testify of Him," meaning Jesus, "that through His name everyone who believes in Him receives forgiveness of sins." While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who were listening to the message. All the Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit had also been poured out on the Gentiles, the non-Jews. That's amazing to me. Let's do this in the coming days. Let's open our hearts to the reality of God's Spirit, His presence with us and in us. And let's be immersed in the constancy of His massive love that far surpasses our human ability to even fully appreciate it. Let's just believe it and receive it. I say this, Lord, baptize me again and again and again and again. Amen. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If you would do that, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. If you don't mind, would you take a few seconds and leave me a review wherever you listen to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast? It really does help increase listeners when you leave those reviews, and it would mean a lot to me. It really would. Don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. You can also get copies of our latest book, The Middle of Nowhere, which details some of my journey through the most difficult times of my life, including my current battle with Parkinson's. I also have two fantasy book series. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. If you don't mind, check those out for me at Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, just go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Baptize Me, just go to the store at Dennis Jernigan or go to iTunes. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this, God loves you right where you are, but he loves you enough to not leave you there. I love you too. Now go and be who Father says you are.